Earlier this week, a Senate subcommittee released a detailed report on HSBC. It accuses the British multinational bank of a number of very serious things. The report claims HSBC enabled drug lords to launder money in Mexico, it did business with banks that are linked to Al-Qaeda, and bypassed U.S. sanctions against Iran. Yesterday, HSBC officials testified before the Senate Homeland Security Subcommittee, and they apologized and promised it won't happen again.
We have made fundamental changes in governance, culture, training, and funding to ensure that we can effectively deter illicit use of our bank in a manner that will be embedded and sustained going forward.
That's Irene Dorner, the president and CEO of HSBC USA. David Bagley, the head of group compliance for the bank, stepped down during his testimony.
HSBC has fallen short of our own expectations and the expectations of our regulators.
All of this first came to light in a Bloomberg Markets magazine piece written by Michael Smith, and he joins us now from Chile. So, Michael, you actually wrote this piece a couple years ago. I wonder, what were the first indications that there may be something going wrong? What were the red flags?
This all goes back a number of years, actually. In the United States and in Mexico, they started investigating planes that were found carrying drugs to and from South America towards the United States, usually through Mexico. And when they started tracing the money, in other words, how they paid for these planes, they started to discover that the drug lords were using banks to launder the money and get the money from seller to buyer.
And yet we have this comment from David Levin. He's the chairman of the Senate Homeland Security Subcommittee. And he says HSBC didn't focus much on regulating their Mexico operations.
HBUS treated HB Mexico as such a low-risk client bank that it didn't even monitor their account activity for suspicious transactions.
So what was this? Was this a fact of that they just weren't, they didn't have enough oversight, or were they aware that these things were going on?
Well, I don't know what they were actually aware of and not aware of, but they obviously didn't monitor or oversee what was going on very closely, as they admitted to. I mean, it's like everybody said, Mexico is a high-risk market for banks because of the prevalence of the drug trade and just the sheer volume of money involved. And the kind of accounts that they were allowing people to use, which was basically accounts to move cash either physically or electronically from Mexico into the national banking system, was incredibly high risk. And the banks should have been asking the right questions so that they would know what was happening. And if they weren't, then they were obviously sort of looking the other way because of the money that was being made on those transactions.
Any idea how much money actually passed hands in this way?
I don't know if they've actually quantified exactly how much. I don't know if they actually know, but talking about billions of dollars in transactions and in money flowing, from the hands of drug dealers into the bank itself, and then into the international, financial system, and that's what you call money laundering.
And what kind of speculation? I guess what kind of questions should we now have for regulators? Were the regulators watching the hen house as closely as they needed to?
Like you said, my story came out in 2010. It's been 2 years, and just now the Senate is basically affirming a lot of the stuff we reported and telling us a lot more about this specific bank. So you gotta wonder, did it take so long, and could they do it quicker, I guess, in the future?
Were these completely separate parts of the bank? There's three main allegations here, although the specific operations are complex. There's the allegation that HSBC helped Mexican drug cartels to launder money. There's another one that they were actually associated with banks that were linked to Al-Qaeda. And then there's this other, they did business that bypassed the sanctions against Iran. Are we talking about very completely separate departments in the bank?
It seems so. I mean, they're separate regionally, at least. But, these are different transactions. What they have in common is that it's just ways to move money, from one place in the world into what is a very global and globalized money system. And it really doesn't matter how you get the money into the system, into the bank, if you will. But once it's there, the money is able to go around, you know, around the world, wherever you want it to go, and in many, many different ways.
Well, you work for Bloomberg Markets, Michael Smith, and I mean, you know, this is going to lead to yet again this debate that we've had over the past couple years. Are they bad apples? Is this a problem with the culture of banking? Or are these particular individuals who are just not doing the job they need to? I mean, where do you come down on this? What do you think?
Well, I like to think people are generally good at heart, and that that you don't have a huge group of people doing something bad consciously in any profession. And I think, you know, what goes, you know, what we found in our reporting was you had a system that made a lot of money, you know, which is moving money, and when that money is flowing in, when those profits are flowing in, I think standards can be relaxed and people can look the other way because they're making a lot of money off of it. But that's, you know, that's not an excuse for not catching what's going on.
But that sounds like you're talking about a culture of greed here. And I wonder if you think that between this and what's going on with the LIBOR scandal, that we've actually reached a tipping point, that we're actually going to have a serious conversation about a new regulatory structure.
You know, these cases have come up time and time again. You know, I don't know if it's a culture or what, but it keeps happening over and over again in banks in many different forms. And I mean, what we found in our story was this is just another way of excesses being allowed some one way or another to happen over a long period of time until they got caught.
Michael Smith wrote the piece for Bloomberg Markets Magazine about HSBC back in 2010. Michael, thank you so much.
Thank you.